from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, President Donald Trump is granting a one-month exemption on his stiff new tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada for U.S. automakers amid fears that the trade war could harm U.S. manufacturers. Still, the White House says other tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China will make trade fair. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the United States has been ripped off by other countries for years, noting Canada's 250% tariffs on U.S. dairy products.
You know, Canada has a national sales tax. Another way to say it is a national tariff on our products.
President Trump's tariffs have sparked a trade war, with all three nations retaliating with reciprocal tariffs on U.S. goods. The White House says the U.S. tariffs against Canada and Mexico could be immediately lifted if both countries do more to stop the flow of fentanyl across both borders. A 17-year-old student is facing charges after allegedly making threats that caused a brief lockdown at South Brunswick High School. On Tuesday, administrators and the school resource officer were alerted to a reported threat. For nearly 40 minutes, the school was on lockdown as police investigated. A folding knife was recovered, and a juvenile was charged with terroristic threats and weapons possession. A suicide hotline isn't a necessary outlet for every person who's struggling and needs someone to talk to. That's why Contact of Mercer County continues to run its Warm Line 5 days a week.
It provides folks with emotional support, compassionate listening for those people who find themselves in some type of crisis but may not have a suicidal ideation or imminent risk or a plan.
The listening line is available from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday at 609-737-3300. Swearing is linked to an increase in pain tolerance. A study out of Keele University in England found that people who swear when experiencing pain had not only increased pain tolerance, but also a decrease in perceived pain. The researchers carried out other studies over the years showing that using a real swear word showed decreased pain perception, but not a made-up word. The effect seems to also carry over into other languages. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Could you lose power tonight? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Get ready for another weather roller coaster ride after strong thunderstorms roll through New Jersey. Between now and this evening, temperatures will take another tumble on a brisk, chilly wind tomorrow. Now, our biggest concern over the next few hours, heavy rain and gusty winds. Could be some small hail out there, too. Lots of lightning with these storms. We'll see things start to taper off later this evening, 9, 10 o'clock, and then lingering showers and fog through daybreak tomorrow morning. Low temperatures tonight, around the mid-40s. Now, tomorrow's going to be a blustery day with mostly cloudy skies and falling temperatures. We'll see 50s in the morning, but 40s by late afternoon. Friday, things settle down a bit. It'll be sunny, breezy, and seasonable to close out the work week. Highs in the upper 40s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Elizabeth 55, Lakewood 57, Sea Isle City 54. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by W. Danley Electrical. Are you prepared should you experience a power outage? A Generac generator by W. Danley automatically activates within seconds, keeping your power on. 0% financing for 18 months available. Visit Danley911.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.